Devin Archer, Biden's intimidated people not to legally mess with them. By Wendell Hasebo on August 3, 2023. The Biden brand intimidated people to not legally mess with the Biden family. Devin Archer told Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY, during his transcribed congressional interview. Archer, who testified that Hunter Biden included then-Vice President Joe Biden on speakerphone more than 20 times with business associates to sell the brand, also told Goldman the Bidens intimidated people into not legally probing the family's business activities. Archer told Goldman that Hunter Biden was able to survive on the board of Burisma Holdings because of the Biden brand. I don't understand. How does that have an impact? Goldman asked. The capabilities to navigate DC that they were able to basically be in the news cycle. And I think that preserved them from a longevity standpoint. That's like my honest, that's like how I think holistically, he replied. But how would that work? Goldman asked. Because people would be intimidated to mess with them, Archer stated. In what way? Goldman pressed. Legally, Archer replied. Related, Eggers, Devin Archer, the most credible witness testimony on Hunter business dealings. In 2014, Archer and Hunter Biden both joined the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company with legal challenges, as it was under investigation for wrongdoing. Burisma paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to sit on its board. Archer also testified that in December 2015, co-founder of Burisma Mykola Slachevsky and Burisma executive Vadim Pasharsky put pressure on Hunter Biden to get help from Washington, D.C., regarding the Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma for corruption. Years later, in 2018, Joe Biden bragged about the firing of Shokin during an official visit to Ukraine in 2015. During the visit, he met with former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in Kyiv about Ukraine's corruption. Archer said that Hunter Biden, along with Slachevsky and Pasharsky, called D.C. to speak about the legal situation. Biden, Slachevsky, and Pasharsky stepped away to take the call. Breitbart News reported that Archer's testimony produced evidence implicating Joe Biden in a bribery scheme in which a foreign company paid Hunter Biden in return for the use of the Biden brand. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.